Unit 4, Exercise 1.
Welcome to the show. Tonight on Business World, we're talking about how the world of work is going to change in the coming years. With us tonight is Carl Kennedy, entrepreneur and owner of Kennedy Electronics. Carl, you've been running businesses for 30 years now. What changes are facing us in the years to come?
Hi. I think the pandemic forced some changes that were on the verge of happening anyway, and some which good businesses have been putting into action for years now. Take lifelong learning, for example. Any business who wants to get the best from its workforce has to have a program of continuing professional development so that their employee skills are up to date. That alone will make them more productive. Added to that is the fact that employees recognize that by providing a variety of courses, you are investing in them as people. Help them and they will help you in return. Technology is going to become even more essential to the workplace than it is at the moment. Working from home has shown that an office can work even if most of its staff are at home. However, some staff still feel they don't have the skills to deal with IT. Anyone starting at a new job should firstly be shown the ropes and then given plenty of time to practice. Once they feel secure, they can carry on themselves, but they also need support from experts in the field. Encouraging a creative spirit has an incredibly positive effect on the workforce. They have to have the freedom to be imaginative in their problem solving. Every entrepreneur has the creative spirit to some extent. They thought of an idea, saw a gap in the market, and capitalized on it. They have to allow that same creativity in the staff. If that means they occasionally make mistakes, then so be it, as long as they learn from them. I think we'll see a lot more collaboration at home. Some workplaces encouraged competition between staff, but that's no good for their mental well-being. Teamwork leads to better outcomes. In some cases, employees that don't have much confidence will feel that a weight has been lifted off their shoulders and that they can share successes as well as have equal responsibility for their failures. It's also easier to embrace that creative spirit in a group than it is working alone in a cubicle.
Seems to me that you've thought long and hard about how to get the best out of your workforce. We'll take a short break now and be back afterwards to talk about dynamic leadership.